Every time you make contact with my pussy, whether it be with your lips, your tongue, or your teeth, for breath, but all I get is your cock going deeper into my throat and my nose breathing rapidly. There's no thought anymore. I'm just completely yours. I'm completely surrendering, and I can't think of anything but that impending orgasm, that wave I want to feel so much, and the command that I just want to hear. I want to feel your cock inside of my pussy, filling me up. Oh God, and making me come, ripping my orgasm from me as you look into my eyes. You've nibbled my clit again. No. I can't get away. I try to move my hips, but of course I'm just completely invulnerable. Yours for the taking. Forcefully down my throat, and I can feel it harden. I can feel it almost to the point where you're ready to fuck me, but I think you might draw this out even longer, and I don't want that. I really don't want that. I think you enjoy my torture, the torture you give me. Of course, it's always for my own good, isn't it? Oh, fuck. You suck on my clit again. Out of my mouth momentarily. So let me catch my breath a little bit. I can't breathe. I can't control my body. I can't control my breathing. I can't control anything. And before I know it, you're back in my mouth, plunging down my throat again. God, your cock always tastes so good, Master, so good in my mouth, but at the moment my pussy is so begging that this is torture to me. I can't move, I can't do anything, all I can do is try and buck away, but despite the fact that the restraints are holding me, you're also holding me down with your hands. I can feel your hands pulling on the skin of my thighs, on the creamy skin, pulling it back, making sure my legs can't close at all, even though they wouldn't be able to anyway. Just the physical representation of holding me down. Oh, God, it makes me even more ready to come, even more ready to have you inside of me. No. Oh, you bite down on my clit a little bit again, being torturing me, knowing full well what a reaction it gets, and enjoying me, trying to move but not being able to. Oh God, every time you laugh or you make a slight comment like my poor little pet so vulnerable, it just makes me even more ready to come, Master. It's not fair. It's not fair. You let your cock out of my mouth for a second, and I have time to just quickly say, please, Master, please, please, I can't take it anymore, please, 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 Master.
Oh, poor, poor pet. So close. Oh, that desperation in your voice. Look how it makes my cock twitch. Almost there, my pet. Almost at the point I want you. The point where your brain shuts off. Where you have no more conscious thought. Where you are nothing but an aching, desperate pussy. Nothing but the desire for orgasm. No free will. No time, no space. Just the desperate desire to come. Just a wet, swollen pussy. The pussy that I own. You're so close, my pet. You've done so well. One fingertip. Just tapping your clit. Oh, God, it makes your own body jump. Oh, more desperate pleads. Oh, I think I could use a beer. Maybe I'll take a little break. Sit down and watch some TV. Sipping on my beer. While one hand occasionally strokes that electric wire that is now your pussy? No? You don't like that idea? But my pet, you said anything, anything that makes me happy. Maybe I'll go down to the bar and leave you here. I bet there's a couple of fun girls. Show them certain photos that I now have. Maybe that little video. We could make a party of it, my pet. You could be the star attraction. Oh, you don't like that idea either. I think perhaps I could come in your mouth again. Oh, then it would take me a long time to get hard again. Another 45 minutes, perhaps. Oh, you really don't like that idea either, do you? Let's take another lick. And now, sucking in, locking my mouth down over your entire swollen, wet pussy. Working my tongue in, spreading it with my fingers. Oh, so desperate to get away. God, I love the way your hips shake. Bucking. Are you gonna come, my pet? Can you stop yourself from coming with my mouth locked onto you? I'd better stop. God, look at how hard my cock is. I think that perhaps I reached the point where my own yearning will give you that relief you need. I don't think I can take any more myself. No, my pet. I can't. I need to explode in your pussy. But I fear as soon as I slide into you, you're gonna come instantly. You're just too close. Impossible to hold back. I know. Just the thing to bring you down a little tiny notch. Your pussy is so wet and spread so wide. No more crop. I want to feel that wet pussy as I spank it with my bare hand. Very hard. I love the sound of a wet, stinging slap on a swollen pussy. And no one has ever been as wet and swollen as you are right now, my pet. So a couple of slaps before your final fuck.
You chuckle as I... I whimper, knowing what's to come. And you... You pull away from my mouth. You slowly, painfully slowly walk around to my pussy on the other side of the bed. I can't even move. I try to buck away because I know what's coming, but I can't. I'm completely vulnerable, completely exposed. I try so hard to at least cover myself somehow, to try and close my legs, but I can't. What I end up doing is straining on the ties, straining on them, marking my skin a little bit. I involuntarily shake my head, just because I know how sensitive my pussy is, and how painful it will be. So swollen, so painful, oh, so vulnerable. Vulnerable to your strong hand. The hand that can inflict so much pleasure, so much pain. Whatever it wishes to inflict on me, on my body, on my mind. Oh God. My whole body is tingling. My senses are dampened. I can't feel anything apart from what's happening down in my pussy. It's completely focused in that spot. Oh God. I whimper as you get your hand in position. No. I know I can't say no. I can't help but shake my head and try to move away a bit. The ties help me to stay in place, and for a moment I'm actually thankful for them. Even though I don't want to be spanked, even though I don't want to come down from this high, I know that these ties help me to stay in place for my master, to make him happy, making sure I don't go anywhere. I need them. They're my restraint. They're my calming. They're a tool that instantly makes my body calm. Until, of course, my master starts inflicting the pain or pleasure or whatever he decides to inflict on me. I can see your hand just slowly hovering over my pussy. You feel the warmth emanating from it. You can see it glistening, and you smile, knowing exactly what it's going to sound like, and can't wait, and not being able to wait to hear it. You take the first spank down hard, right on my clit. I can feel my pussy shaking from it, from the impact. My body just shudders. It's so painful, I can still feel the sting. I can still feel that deepening sting. It starts off as a surface sting, and then becomes deeper as though it's penetrating into my skin, into my pussy. My lips still stay swollen. I can see you putting your hand up again. I can't move, I can't go anywhere. And you bring it back down for a second spank. My body is shaking, and my mind is blackening. I can hardly think any longer. All I can feel is the pain and the sting and my need, my want for orgasm, not quite as strong as before, but still there, still deep within me, within my core. My pussy is now quivering. Please, master, not again. Please not again. I look up at you and I wait for your response, not knowing whether you want to spank me again, enjoying my torment, whether you're ready to fuck me, which I so hope is the case. I so hope you're ready to fuck me, master. Oh, God.
It's time, my pet. Because I can't take any more of this either. My cock is so fucking hard. Look at the pre-cum just dripping out of the head. Kneeling between your spread legs. Rub my cock up and down. Mixing your juices with that pre-cum. I spank your pussy a couple times with my cock. It doesn't feel like much after my hand and the crop, but it still makes you jump a bit. I think my cock wants to give your clit a little kiss. Actually, more than that. Delicately. I opened the slit in the head of my cock and encircle your swollen clit. It's like your clit is fucking my cock. You're so sensitive now, aren't you? Even that smooth, wet skin of my cockhead. Even that sends sensations to what's left of your mind. And sliding it down. pushing forward just a little bit. Head of my cock. That big mushroom head sliding into you. Torturously slow. At this angle, I push forward and rubs up against your G-spot. But I know you, my pet. I know what you need, what you crave. You desperately need me to fuck you hard. In a minute, my pet. In a minute. I so enjoy that sensation of sliding into you so slowly. All the way now. Gripping your spread legs, my arms underneath. Lifting you up and down. Oh, you like that, don't you, my pet? You could come like this, I can tell. Makes so much friction. Pushing against that wonderful sponginess. Oh, that feels so good on the head of my cock. But you know better. You know you cannot come. Not yet. Not until I say one word. Not until you hear the word yes. If you were to come now, and I were to stop, I don't think you could take that. You wouldn't be able to survive any more time. I'm gonna take off the corset now. Painfully slowly, each buckle. There we go. A nice full breath now, my pet. I remove that, not to make it better for you, no, but because now, my pet, is when I'm going to lean forward on top of you, and I want to feel nothing but your smooth skin against mine. Because now, my pet, is when finally I'm gonna fuck you as hard and as deep and as fast as I possibly can. And I promise you'll hear the word yes.